Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head baseball coach Jason Thurb and Humboldt head softball coach Erica Post. Humboldt baseball completed a perfect 4-0 week with wins in a doubleheader over Iowa Falls Olden on Monday, at Forest City on Tuesday, and against Waterloo West from Harlan Rogers Sports Complex in Fort Dodge on Thursday. I caught up with Thurm on the win Thursday and the past week of games.
That was a good game for us. You start with the pitching side of things. Gabe Flatteau went out and just did a super job. Nice hot summer day, and he got us into the sixth inning, and he was outstanding with it. And then we brought in Asher Gonder, closed things out. Asher came in a big spot, safe situation, so he ended up nailing that down. And offensively, wasn't one of our better games with it, but I thought our base running was great, and we got some timely hitting there to be able to get enough runs for us. And defensively, we were clean all night, so it was a good win for us.
Perfect week for the team here between the sweep against Iowa Falls Hall, and then on Monday, the win on Tuesday against Forest City, and then the win Thursday against Waterloo West. Thoughts on the overall week for the team as you're now 14-4 going into next week?
Do your best to take it one game at a time with it, but it was a big week, and Iowa Falls is an up-and-coming team, and you know, we were able to put it to them pretty good in that first game there, but the second game, they gave us everything we could handle. They had an outstanding pitcher on the mound, and that's great for us. We need to see that type of pitching. It's only going to make us better. And Forest City, looking at a team that had one loss coming in, and we went over there and took care of business, and then finished things off on Thursday with Waterloo West. So it was a big week with it, but like I said, you go one game at a time. You try to look small with all that, and you know, now at the end of the week we can go back and we can look at things and overall great week for us, and we're just trying to keep things rolling now.
Basically a month until the postseason begins here in this 2025 season. Thoughts on this kind of halfway point through the year for you?
I guess we can't complain at all about the way things have gone for us. We're a team that I feel like we can get you a number of different ways. Our pitching's been really consistent for us and kept us in ball games. Every single one of our losses, the four losses that we have, were by one run. So we're right there with it. Now, offensively, that's just the thing that we're trying to fine tune that right now with it and try to be a little bit more consistent. I feel like we have potential, and all the phases haven't really clicked at one time for us yet. So that's a promising thing, because I think we have the pieces there. We have some guys that have some tools offensively, but we need to be a little bit more consistent, a little bit better with two strikes, and a little bit more aggressive with runners in scoring position with that. But it's just a work in progress, and you keep trying to improve on it and tweak things. And I'm confident that we'll get there with that side of it. Base running has been outstanding at times. When we can push that aggressive button with it, then we're really rolling with things. And defensively, I think for the most part we're playing some really good defense. It's in this sport, it's a lot of times it's a case of one team beats itself versus the other team beats you with it, and you just try to stay away from that, and you try to minimize innings, and especially the big innings with that. And you know, for the most part we've done that this year, and if we can get the offensive side with the hitting and the base running clicking with the defense and the pitching, then look out. I think we have the potential to be a really, really good team.
And then, Coach, as you get ready for next week, you're going to be on the road to start against the Webster City Lynx with that doubleheader on Monday. Just thoughts going into that matchup when you pick back up on NCC play Monday against Webster City?
First off, the weekend is great timing for us. We need a little bit of a break and a little refresh and recharge time with it. The boys have really been grinding. Long week here, and the previous week as well. And they're really getting after things with us. So we're looking forward to this weekend where we can get a little break with it, and then it's back into the conference play and the doubleheader. So Webster City's a very solid team, and it's a great rivalry there. And I think, like, you go back to last year and you throw records out the window with it. It's just two teams that are going to go at each other and want to beat each other and compete against each other. So we're going to have to be at our best on Monday night.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time to talk with us after the week concludes. Another perfect week for Humboldt, and wish you best of luck coming up on Monday against Webster City.
Hey, thank you, Matt. Have a great weekend.
The Humboldt softball team recorded a 4-0 perfect week with a win over Iowa Falls Olden Monday, a win at Emmitsburg Tuesday, a win over Belmont Clemmie on Thursday, and a win over Hampton Dumont Cal Friday. I caught up with Post after the win Friday.
You know, we knew coming in, we've seen this pitcher before, and we put up quite a few hits on her last year, and it took us a little bit to adjust to the zone and how she was pitching. She was kind of wild and getting behind, and then you lose aggressiveness, and then sometimes you chase once she gets those two strikes, and we kind of just eked by and found ways to score runs without pounding the ball, taking advantage of some of their miscues and stealing bases, put us in good positions, and we did a pretty good job limiting what they did on the bases. We got out of a couple of bases loaded innings where they left people on, and we really did a good job limiting that they only got three runs. And then it was the sixth inning, and it was the third time around, and it was just time for us to take charge of this game and go get it if we wanted it. And the girls really did, and they grinded it out and found ways to come up with those big base hits. We ran the bases well and really put it to them there in that last inning.
Four run third inning, and then adding runs in the fourth, and then game gets tied up there in the top half of the sixth inning, and then you're able to get a run across to the bottom half. You know, having these performances, to see your team continue to battle, what are you seeing from this team, their ability to respond?
It's toughness here. We learned a lesson the hard way last week where we were giving away big leads, and that's not any fun. And so it's now we've got to battle, and when we take a punch from the other team, we got to battle back and respond right away and keep our heads up and keep fighting, because we're never out of these games.
Coach, the perfect week, 4-0 this week in games as you get back over 500. Just your thoughts from the last week.
Yeah, we had some good things. I thought for the most part, about the second time through the lineup in every game, then we really started to turn it on and hit. We'd like to get that a little bit earlier in the games, but I thought we did pretty good running and executing on the base paths. Defensively, we're better, but we're still sometimes trying to make the fancy play instead of the easy play and just get outs, and then that helps us to get out of innings. But we're working towards getting better here, and it'll be a big, big week next week.
Well, Coach, as you get ready for next week, you're on the road at Webster City to start the week. Just thoughts about second time through the conference facing out against the Lynx.
It's always a hard thing to beat a team twice in the conference, and Webster City's, they've been struggling a little bit with that new pitcher, and we did a pretty good job there of being able to hit her, and so we'll be ready to go Monday night, and hopefully we can get them for the second time.
Well, Coach, congratulations on getting back over 500. A great week for Humboldt softball, and want to wish you best of luck coming up Monday against Webster City.
Perfect. Thank you, Matt. We appreciate all the coverage and all the support. Thanks, and go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.